You are listening to episode 859. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth. As you discover different meditation techniques that you can use, whether you're seated on your meditation cushion or right smack during the busiest part of your day. And I also share with you some meditation inspiration every day to help you create a meditation lifestyle, because it's not just meditation, it's a lifestyle. And so I'm going to guide you through how to do a meditation technique. And for today, it happens to be for a Wednesday's meditation, although you don't have to follow these meditations in any sequence. This is a 7-part series, so this is the 4th part of this series. You can listen to the previous meditations right below this one, as you'll see it, wherever you might be listening to this. And so, what you'll learn today is how to use a meditation technique called a mudra as you meditate. And then we'll apply this mudra meditation to a lifestyle tip that you can do to help you with that consistency that is so important as you pull in meditation techniques to use throughout your day, weaving them in to your days. This is where you realize so many of the beautiful benefits that meditation offers. It can improve literally just about every area of your life. Well, the mudra technique that you'll be exploring today is called the Kubera Mudra. Now, it's a simple mudra that you can easily do. Some of them are a little harder to explain than others on a podcast. And so for that reason, you might want to take a look at the photo of me holding my hand in the mudra. And you can find that if you go over to Sip and Om's Facebook page. Just my website is Sip and Om. It's SipandOm, sipandom.com. And there you'll also find a way where you can receive the daily guided meditation, where I don't just guide you through how to do a technique for you to carry into your own meditation, but rather I share a meditation where I guide you through an entire meditation. Now, I use the same techniques as I share on the podcast, but I guide you through a complete meditation, a new one every day. You can try that out receiving a subscription of meditations, and it is actually your first 2 weeks are free. So you can give it a whirl and see if you enjoy being guided through the meditation, or some of you may just have your own way of meditating and you just like to keep it dynamic, learning different techniques and also gaining some meditation inspiration. So there, though, you will find this week's series for success. We are exploring a success, how to be successful meditation series this week. And there you'll see the mudra. But really, if you hop on the Facebook page, you will see it there as well. And while you're there, you can join the free private Facebook group. And this is a group of meditators from all over the world. Most people just send me a message, messaging me saying, "Hey, could you please add me to your free group?" And I will gladly do that. We do a different meditation challenge customized around the different meditation series I offer. Each week, you can ask questions, receive inspiration, meet people. A lot of people have actually met up where they live to meditate. So, for today, I'm so excited to guide you through the Kubera Mudra. So as you settle yourself into your meditation space, whether you're walking, listening to this, or lying down, or maybe you're seated in your nice meditation space, it's all good. We all start somewhere on our journey. Just begin to relax your body and notice where you might feel any tension and release the tension. Straighten up your spine. You can close your eyes. You can keep them open, whatever feels best for you. Now, I'd like you to visualize an area of your life where you would love to experience some success. Now, this might be an area of your life that you've been working on for quite some time, or it might be something you haven't yet initiated. Just think about that for a moment. It could be having to do with relationships, or your productivity, your career success, or a project you're working on. Maybe it has to do with your health. Or it could have to do with how you feel in your life in regard to happiness. However you want to feel successful, just bring that to mind. And think about where you experience the most passion in your life, a part of your life that lights you up. It's nice to have a balance where you're doing pretty well with maybe your health and wellness, and you're also really content in your relationships and your job's going well, and you enjoy where you live and work. But it's not always like that. It's usually kind of an ebb and flow. Certain aspects of our life creates more support in one area of our life over another. You might be feeling really successful in one particular area of your life, but other areas, you'd really like to improve those. So just think about those areas for a moment. Think about your passion, what brings you the most joy. And think about how this passion or talent of yours might bring you some great success. And as you're holding that thought, try out today's technique, the Kubera Mudra. To do the Kubera Mudra, you're going to touch your thumb to your index finger and your middle finger. Just kind of touch the tip of your thumb to those two fingers. And then you're going to fold down into your palm your little finger and also your ring finger. So those are folded downward in your palm. You're doing this with both hands. And you can keep your hands resting on your lap as you hold this mudra, the Kubera Mudra. As you hold it, notice if it helps you to just feel a little more supported. This is a mudra that improves your confidence, can make you feel strong, to have this inner strength, this feeling of success and confidence. It can also help you to focus and receive a lot of clarity in any goals. So as you think of your goals, this mudra can help support you. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. They activate your consciousness in a similar way as yoga posture or acupuncture. Now, mudras also benefit organs, different areas of your body. This Kubera mudra has the added benefit of helping you to have clear sinuses. Now, that's always a nice thing, especially as you are setting goals, feeling successful, not feeling stuffed up. You can hold the mudra for 5 to 10 minutes several times a day as you focus on a particular goal. So this is combining the lifestyle technique for today. It's all about cultivating your passion every Wednesday and doing this mudra to support yourself. So carry this into your meditation, always meditating just to the point where you could go a little bit further, ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.